Lesson 6.1 Exercises 2A and 2B Good versus Evil. Is it better to be good or bad?
It's good to be good. Remember that boy at nursery who wouldn't share his toys? How about that flatmate who never did the washing up? We've all encountered selfish people, but thankfully there are also plenty of people who are kind and behave generously. Our history of warfare suggests we might be programmed to behave selfishly and aggressively towards each other. However, there are many stories of people doing all kinds of spectacular altruistic acts, like diving into the paths of cars to push children aside, or into icy waters to save drowning babies. Millions of others do quiet acts of giving that rarely feature in newspapers. According to a survey, 3/4 of people in the UK gave money to a good cause. 1/3 gave their time, and 2/3 helped a stranger. The proportion of people who reported doing altruistic acts increases every year. Sometimes it's good to be bad. Our ability to be friendly towards other people and care about them has helped to make us the humans we are today. This may be the reason why all through our childhoods we're told that we need to be good, kind, considerate, respectful of others, etc. Why then do so many adults abandon these principles? One explanation is that being bad, i.e. not caring about your fellow human and focusing only on your own needs, could have genuine benefits. It might even help you to become more successful. For example, if you're around people who all share the same idea about an important issue, then if you're being good and respectful of others, you're more likely to agree with it. You'll either say you agree, even if you don't, or you'll become genuinely convinced that it's correct. However, if you deliberately try not to be concerned with the views and opinions of others, you can reach more valid and accurate decisions and conclusions. Student A. The science behind being good. According to scientific studies, selfless behaviour is good for your health, mood, and longevity. So, in what ways can being nice actually be good for you? Firstly, there is the feeling of pleasure you get from doing good, the helper's high, caused by the production of certain chemicals in the brain. Secondly, it seems that people who help others suffer fewer health problems themselves. So, how can we encourage more people to be kind? Can one good deed lead to another? In one experiment, people buying books in the UK were astonished to find £5 notes inside them with a note saying, "Hi, if you are finding this money, then the universe is smiling at you today. Enjoy a cuppa on me or pass it along to give another smile to someone else. Have a great day." Chris Topping from Liverpool decided to do something meaningful with the money he found. "We bought some sandwiches and drinks for a few homeless people on the way home," he said. "I see them in the same spot every day, so I thought I'd buy enough for everyone." Enjoy a cuppa on me. Let me buy you a cup of tea, UK. Student B. How being selfish can lead to success. Fear of doing something that results in negative judgment from others is very common. However, this fear can stop us from doing things like giving a presentation or complaining about poor service. People who worry a lot about what other people think of them can be more easily manipulated by others. Self-centered or antisocial people don't worry about being judged and tend to be more successful. It could be argued that once you start living for yourself and nobody else, you get a lot more done. This is a trait of many high achievers. It may not be good to be bad and not care about other people, but it clearly pays well.